Chapter 5. The Seaside. One Saturday, Sophie says,
"Let's go to the beach. We can go by train."
"I must ask my parents first,"
says Alan.
"Why?"
shouts Sophie. She's angry.
"You're 14 years old, but you're a baby, Alan Drury. You can't leave London without permission, but I can. I'm going to the beach alone."
Sophie walks to the train station. Alan follows her.
Now Sophie is angry with me. I want to go with Sophie to the beach. Perhaps it's okay for us to go there.
Alan follows Sophie, and the man with the tattoo follows Alan. At the station, Alan and Sophie buy two tickets for Southend, a popular holiday town near London. They wait for their train. Alan decides to phone his parents, but suddenly, Sophie sees a man.
"Look, Alan, that man's looking at us."
"What man?"
"That man near the wall,"
says Sophie.
"He's very strange. He's got a tattoo on the back of his head."
"He was in the bookshop once,"
says Alan.
"He was near the embassy too."
"There are lots of men with tattoos,"
Sophie says.
"It's not the same man every time."
"Perhaps I'm imagining things,"
Alan thinks. Alan forgets to phone his parents. In Southend, Alan and Sophie buy fish and chips and eat it with their fingers from a paper bag. Then they sit on the beach. They walk in the sea. The man with the tattoo watches Alan and Sophie on the beach. He looks at his watch. Then he speaks quietly into a mobile phone.
"He's here,"
he says in the language of Banyunga.
"And I'm ready."
In the afternoon, Alan and Sophie go to the amusement park. They enjoy the rides and the hall of strange mirrors. They laugh at their strange reflections in the mirrors. Sophie wins a ball game and gets a coconut.